afternoon, Peter.
Here's the weather to be down at the Pan American Airways base, and the Clipper's just come in sight now. She's coming over Stanley Bayway. Don, will you tell them?
Isn't this a marvelous sight? I've never seen anything more glorious in all my life. Auckland Harbour, the most beautiful harbour in the world, by the way. Sunshine, not a cloud in the sky. And here comes Pan American Airways Samoan Clipper from San Francisco. She's now about, 3,000 feet above the harbour, flying right over the end of King's Wharf. Now the machine is coming in very close to the water and very steadily, just over North Head still, coming directly for the boat harbour. She seems to be just hovering there without any movement of any sort. But actually she's flying at 85 to 90 miles an hour, gliding in slowly.
She looks as if she's heading straight for the breakwater, doesn't she?
She does. You'd hardly think she had enough run there, would you?
No.
Actually, they don't take very much run. I should say 500 or 600 yards they pull up very quickly.
She looks as close as that now, doesn't she?
Yes, she's coming down very close to the water.
How far off is she now, John?
Oh, about 20 feet, I should say. Just coming down onto the water.
She's just hovering there.
Yes.
Not moving at all.
Very, very slowly. 60 miles an hour. She's just on the water. Just holding her off a few feet above the water. She's touched, she's down, she's landed in New Zealand after a long flight from Pango. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What a miserable cheer.
Yes, I think we could do better than that, don't you? But I mean, we might blow something up because it's as close to the microphone as this.
Aren't they a lot of young chaps?
They are.
Captain Music is the only one who looks old enough to...
He's not so very old,
is he? No, he isn't. I suppose he's, 35, 40?
About that.
Nearly as old as I am. Now, who are some of the people greeting them? We can't quite see them.
Who are they? Oh, the cameramen are all rushing around with stepladders and whatnot.
Very shortly, they'll be up alongside us, though, at the official reception table. Sir Ernest Davis is there, isn't he?
Yes, he's right at the head of the gangway now to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just waiting while they're being photographed now, very kindly.
That really is a dreadful business, that photography, you know. You'd think they'd give them a chance to get away, and I suppose this is one of the penalties of fame.
They don't look very tired after the, 12 hours did you say?
Really, they shouldn't be, because it's perfectly comfortable in that ship, and if they've had a decent run, they could have had a rest, and we do 12 hours work without any stop for... Quite often, don't we?
Oh, rather more than that.
Captain Music, it's my privilege today on behalf of the government and people of this country to give you a welcome from the bottom of our hearts. In the words of a friend of mine, you've done it again. And you've placed the hallmark on American efficiency as well as on the skill of yourself and your crew. I congratulate you and welcome you in the name of the government and people of this country. The commercial associations are great, but this is a link in the aviation chain that I hope will strengthen the ties between the great American people and the people of this country. And I'm amongst those who think that that's the strongest of all ties, the ties of friendship. And I trust, sir, that you will be spared for long years. And our hearts and minds will always be with you and your crew on the voyages that you have yet to make. Sir, again, on behalf of the government and people of this country, I want to extend to you the right hand of friendship and 1,000 welcomes.
Captain Music will reply.
We appreciate all the very nice things you've said of myself and the other members of the crew, and I can assure you we're very glad to be back here again. As you no doubt know, this starts the inauguration of the first mail, and it Seattle, Washington. They're building some new machines that'll be out sometime this summer. And one of them has already been christened the South Seas Clipper. Wish to express our appreciation and wish the people of New Zealand a very happy new year.
This is 1ZB Auckland, the National Commercial Broadcasting Service, calling 2UW Sydney, calling 2UW Sydney. In a few moments, we'll broadcast the actual takeoff Pan American Airways Clipper ship, returning after a survey flight from San Francisco to Auckland, returning as far as Honolulu. The time is 4:05 New Zealand time, and the ship was scheduled to leave exactly at 4 o'clock, so we're right on time. Rain is increasing just at the moment, when it might have kept fine for several minutes more. The clipper ship is almost out of sight from us here. We can still just see the tail light. You'll probably hear the roar of the motors when they put on full throttle for the takeoff. George, okay now for GC. You take over for GC.
Okay, Mr. Shield. GC. You heard that message, ladies and gentlemen, from the pontoon on the waterfront alongside the clipper ship. GC. Now, what does GC stand for? George Quartz. The time is 4:21, and George Quartz, Karanga Happy Road, the big store that, like the Sikorsky Clipper, blazes the trail of modern business and leads Auckland Enterprise, now bring to you a detailed description of the departure of the clipper, one of the historical moments that Auckland will always remember.
She's away.
She's away. She's now drifting out there. The front mooring's off.
Crowd are now giving 3 cheers. Yes, she's taxiing out under her own power.
Taxiing out under her own power now.
The lights are shining through the cabin windows. She's taxiing out the Chriscraft. Pan American Chriscraft is leading the way.
Saying farewell to our friends from America, Pan American Airways, officers and crew, just now reached the runway with the launch just leading it along. They're going right down towards Devonport at the moment. Looks as if they're going to take off up the harbour.
From east to west.